Hi, this is Raphael from Life Growth Designs Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about how powerful it can be to only indulge, to only do what you want, to only do what you can't hold yourself back from anymore. And it might be two parts. We'll see how long it takes me. And it might be two parts because I want to prove this theory against addiction. I've spent a lot of time researching and spending a lot of time being addicted to things. So I would like to test the theory that we should do whatever it is we want and feel like to be the most productive. And what brought me to this morning I was doing my breathing exercises, my Wim Hof breathing. And what you need to know about me, that I don't really want you to know about me, is that I have horrible willpower. I have trouble brushing my teeth every day. And the only reason why I do it recently, or when you look at the whole of my life, is because I want to have teeth, and now I really do want to brush my teeth. And so I don't even have the feeling when I get up to brush my teeth, oh, I have to brush my teeth. Like, I like to brush my teeth. So to take that number deeper, Wim Hof. This morning I was looking at which assisted or what guided breathing exercises I would do, and how many minutes I hold and how long the whole thing takes. And I'm a little bit indulgent usually and take at least 20 minutes. Today I saw a guided meditation or a guided breathing. It would take an hour and a half. And I felt so indulgent to push play, right? I'm gonna take the time to spend an hour and a half breathing. I know I breathe all day long. And yet there was this feeling of indulgence there. And this is what clicked for me. I'm somebody who can't start morning routines. I'm somebody who can't keep morning routines. I'm somebody who had enough struggle to brush my teeth every day once or twice. How is it that I am wanting to do Wim Hof? Now, I have to say that there was an extra motivation that that coronavirus is there right now in the time I'm making this podcast, and I want to strengthen my immune system. But that's not the reason. I'm enjoying it so thoroughly, the process. I'm going to do a YouTube video soon on my channel to really break down the process and how to get the results that you feel right away. And if you're doing it correctly, it feels great. And so it's getting to the point where I want to feel those results more and more and more. It's not something I go through. It's not a routine. It's something I want to experience. And therefore, I even have the feeling of indulgence in doing it and making the time to do it. So I was talking to a colleague, another coach, 2 days ago, a brilliant guy, and he was a musician before he created electronic music, and we were talking about that I've been indulging in carving. I've been, you know, spending a lot of hours carving away with a little tiny knife on a stick of wood. I'm not even producing something big and great, and it made me realize that I've been so busy trying to be great, so busy trying to be more, that I forgot to go after what I enjoy. And, you know, that had brought him to the fact that he loved making electronic music, and he's been kind of hesitant to indulge himself in it. And I thought this was just so brilliant, so perfect, because this is the same feeling I was having about carving. Well, I had not allowed myself to indulge in carving because it wouldn't make me great. It wouldn't pay the bills, never mind, you know, create a lot of money. It wouldn't impress people. I've been so busy trying to be impressive. And there's another piece about that coming up too. So yeah, indulge, right, was my message. Indulge in it. And so that totally resonated with him, you know, that he should indulge in this. And then the next day he actually had somebody reach out to him to see if he'd be up for making some music. And I was thinking about that mood we get into, because when I talk to this guy, I become like this boy. He brings that out in me. He's so likable, and I really get that he likes me, and that feels so fabulous, right? And I feel like I can be myself with him. And I remember other friends like that. I'm thinking of a friend I haven't talked to in a long time. When we got together, we would just played. In fact, we were a trio at the time. There was another guy who actually ended up studying pantomime after that. He continued to play. Yeah, and so this feeling of play, this feeling of just engaging and having fun, and how much that fills you up. Like, I get that way about cooking in the right mood, right? I get that way about... I can get that way about doing the dishes if I like really, there's something I want to really hear. Or even like if I'm really into how I'm going to prepare this next thing, I see it shifting. I used to think it was only things like, you know, mountain biking is something I often don't make the time to indulge in. And yet, how can I not, right? How can I not do that sport for my body? How can I not do that for my soul, the feeling I get from that? And when I move into that place in my life where I'm playing and I'm feeling like a child, and enjoying and looking for the next thing to enjoy, you know, we would think that we would just like fall into eating chocolate all the time and sitting on the couch. No, if you watch Netflix because that's what you want to do, and you binge it and you binge it and you binge it, at some point you see the trap. At some point you realize you're not having fun doing it, right? And that's where we go into the place of addiction that I'd like to talk about in the next podcast. What I'm talking about is you're enjoying the playfulness. So, now I brush my teeth. I really want to brush my teeth. I usually don't play like a kid when I do it. But I have to say, like, I'm really learning to enjoy it. And cooking meals, if I go to this place, right, and then I either, like, oh, get in the creative spot of what's in the refrigerator and let's see what I can create, or I find a new recipe and dig it out, and or even if it's like, you know, something I like to make quick is our wraps, you know, I love wraps. I love that I can throw them together so quick. So it's not even something that has to be elaborate. It's being in the mood of creation, right? And in this curiousness of what's going to happen next. And so when I'm in this place, yeah, brushing my teeth can even be fun. It brings me to presence. It brings me in flow. So this is my recommendation. If you want to join me in this place, this is the place where anything can happen. I think the thing that you need to have to join us in this path is to know that there's some kind of higher intelligence, whether that's God for you, or if you're an atheist, right? And you just know that there's something higher, you know, that causes a plant to grow that you don't understand. And even if you think that it's your subconscious and not the voice of God, or if you think it's the voice of God or the voice of Jesus or the voice of Allah that speaks to you and shows you the way. And let's say that language can be identified in the joy that we have when we're hearing it. Wait for the voice. And you might just take this challenge up to not do anything other than what you want to do. Do that so long until there's something you have to do. This morning when I was indulging in my breathing, I got about 45 minutes in and I was so excited about talking about this on the podcast that I knew it was time for me to move on. I was still enjoying the breathing. I was loving it. And yet I knew it was time to stop. It was time to move on. Then I came in here to do the podcast, and my 2-year-old boy was crying downstairs, and I could hear that it was going on for a while. And my first feeling was to be frustrated because I want to do the podcast now. And you might have already heard me say that I can reduce all of the pain that I've had in my life down to the simple principle that if I am going to be anywhere else than I am now, if I'm thinking about being anywhere else, if I want to be somewhere else than I am right now, then I'll experience pain. So I wanted to be doing a podcast in a quiet room, and there wasn't a quiet room available to me. And that's when I realized that there was struggle and suffering down there. And I wanted to indulge, not in making the podcast, but I wanted to indulge in helping and indulge in seeing if I could make my boy smile again, and indulge to sit with him and be with him, and indulge to be with my girls as they came down the stairs for breakfast this morning. And then, you know, and here I am again. I'm indulging in... I chose a different music that's causing this nice mood that I'm indulging in, and I'm just feeding my own thoughts into this microphone, hoping that it will cause somebody else to indulge, to stop, to make a space, and look what comes up. And the more joy that brings, the more you feel like you can't not do it, the more that you feel like you could do it forever. I don't care if it's a video game. Go play a video game. If there's a video game that you just can't stop playing, go play that until it causes the creativity for you to do something else. And I don't want to judge video games, and yet there's only a certain level of creativity that can bring you to. And I believe, this is going to be my belief now, you don't need to believe this to follow me in this challenge or to follow me on this path or to follow me in this podcast. But I believe that we're meant to create, that we're designed to create. And when we're creating, that's when we feel that energy. That's when we feel so connected to life. So for some, it's science, right? For others, it's music, and others, it's art. And I can find it in all of those things. I think the medium, let's say you've learned to paint and you feel that painting, go paint. And remember that that's an exercise of creation, of creating something that's not there. And everything in our life is that way. And that's why this is called Life Growth Designs. It's not because I want you to sit down and design everything that you're going to have in life, but I do believe we're meant to design our lives. We're meant to create it, just like you create a work of art. So the next episode will be testing this theory, because, like, you know, what, Rafael, what if I, you know, just end up on the couch eating chocolate and playing video games, or binging Netflix, or doing drugs, because maybe you want to drink yourself silly right now, or do drugs because it, quote unquote, feels good. I'll separate what I'm talking about from those things. Because I have lived a life with a lot of addiction in it, addictive patterns, addictive substances, and I'm not immune to it now. And really the key here is to be doing what you want to be doing, right? Just to sum that up shortly. And you don't want to be doing drugs, and that's what we'll explore. Thank you very much. I look forward to seeing you very soon. And please email me with any questions, anything you'd like to hear about. Please join the discussion at Rafael at Life Growth Designs. And you could even apply for a free conversation, a life-changing conversation with me. I give several of them away every week. I would love to meet you and hear about your world. Okay, thank you. I appreciate you, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.